All right, welcome to another episode of the Take the Shot podcast. I'm Nick.
And I'm Alec. And Nick, there's nothing going on in the sports world, so what are we going to do today?
We're going to do our top five list of fast food restaurants.
And before you do that, I just want to shout out our audience for giving us great feedback on the other top five we just did. I did not get that many compliments, but Nick, you sure got a lot of compliments on your list, so shout out to you. I'll try to do better today, but I did not put a lot of thought into my list, unlike you, so we'll see how it goes.
I put some thought to this list.
No, you did not. This is what I was going to get to. This motherfucker made his list by ChatGPT.
Okay.
Okay? I, unlike him, this AI anime watcher, I made my list in my brain with 30 seconds to go before this podcast started. It's all natural over here, baby. Unlike this little dude over here trying to computerize his list.
To clarify, I did not make my list using ChatGPT. I just went to ChatGPT to get a list of fast food restaurants to make sure I was not forgetting anything, because I knew my ass would forget something.
Oh, I already told you. My list is going to suck because I'm going to keep thinking of places. I already did it like within the past like 30 seconds of just thinking of a different place. But whatever. Fuck it. Let's ride.
Yeah. Also, the OKC Thunder just re-signed their whole, well, Chat, Shea, and Jalen Williams for $750 million, but we will touch on that another day.
No, we won't. Sports dead. Nah. CJ McCollum killed it, but luckily he's not in his job anymore. Fred VanVleet took his place today, so.
Oh, is that official?
Yeah.
Shit, not even know that?
Yeah. Shout out for Fred VanVleet, too, by the way. That 2019 Raptors team. Oh, I love that team.
Well, he's not actually Canadian.
No, he's not.
I feel like he's Canadian because, like, he played for the Raptors, and, like, people always used to say he looked like Drake.
Why'd you bring that guy up on this podcast?
Because the Raptors, and people said that he used to look like him.
Let's not talk
about whatever.
Let's not talk about the Raptors.
All right, you want to...
Let's not talk about the NBA. Let's talk about how we just...
Would you like to start your list?
No, before we did that, we just... I just bashed on some McDonald's for my last cheap meal.
Oh, yeah,
For the next 30 days. Doing hard 30, starting tomorrow. I'm saying this in the podcast, Mike, so I can roast myself if I don't. I'm not going to call out fat people, unlike some say I do on this podcast.
She probably won't even listen to it.
No, she won't, but she said it. It assaulted me. It insulted me because, if nothing else, I'll call myself fat. All the time. I think I'm fat. So I'm calling out myself? You think I'm calling out myself, Chantel? No, I'm not. I want people to enjoy walking. It's something fun to do. Better than sitting there on your phone all day, doing nothing but scrolling on stupid TikToks or watching Law & Order, which is exactly what I did for most of the day. But... yeah. So, we tried the McDonald's snack wrap.
Oh, yeah. In honor of our list today, we tried the McDonald's snack wraps since they came back. They came back with two flavors, ranch and spicy. Do you want me to give them my rating first, or you want to start off with yours?
You can start with your rating, and then I'll do mine, and then I have a take on it.
Okay. I'll give, like, the ranch, I'll give that one, like, a 6.2. The spicy, that one, I'll give it, like, a 7.5. But, for me, I'm not really a huge ranch fan, so that's probably why, like, I give mine, like, a 6.2, but 7.5 for the spicy, not bad. It's good for fast food.
I'm gonna give the spicy one a nice Thad Young rating of a nice 76. Because I feel like Thad Young is 76 overall in 2K. And it's fine. It's useful. It's a good player off the bench.
Guessing that equates to like a 7.6 out of 10.
Yeah, it's 7.6. The ranch one, it's like a 6.9. You know, it's nice. But like, you just want to do the real thing. And
you want to explain?
No, I'll just leave that out there to let people have their minds wander. But it didn't have enough flavor. Maybe they didn't put enough ranch on it, but my take on it was...
I had plenty of ranch on there.
Well, maybe I just couldn't, because I had my spicy chicken sandwich right before that, and the spicy one first, so I probably just had spice, like, the spices, like, taste in my mouth or get something. I didn't really... I didn't really see the difference. But my take is, need to add a flavor. Need a barbecue one. Give me a barbecue one.
There used to be a honey mustard one.
I'm not with that one. Give me a barbecue one.
I don't think I've ever had a barbecue one.
Well, look at me. Look at new ideas. Maybe you should put that in place, McDonald's, because you're not on my top five list.
All right. Speaking of the top five list, let's get into it. What's your number five?
I get to go first this time. We're going to go 5-5-4-4-3-3-2-2-1-1.
Yes.
And then talk about our honorable mentions, or I should say, OLIs.
Okay. All right. What's your number five?
My number five.
As you guys know, I'm a Nebraska person. I'm from Nebraska. I root for Nebraska. So it's only right that Runza has to be on somewhere on this list. Runza is
number five. Did not make my top five or my honorable mentions or OLIs.
Now, here's what I want to say about Runza. I don't like Runzas themselves. I think they're disgusting. That's not what I go to when I get to go to Runza. What I get is either their chicken strips, which are very quality chicken strips. You have to put them in a lot of dressing because they do not season those motherfuckers. Not surprising. Because barbecue sauce and ranch, their barbecue sauce and ranch is fucking good. Okay? You know, some restaurants have different, like...
Seasons
in their ranch.
Different sauces.
Different sauces. And that shit's good. So I either get that, or I get the nice, trusty bacon cheeseburger because I'm a fat ass. It's good. I like it. Runza deserves a spot on the list.
My favorite thing from Runza is the cinnamon rolls.
Don't even get me started on that shit. I didn't even think about that. And you know what? They always have a trusty ice cream machine, too. Unlike McDonald's, you fucking losers.
Oh, apparently, the ice cream machine was something with, like, their... operate. I don't know. It was like, I guess they had like a contract with like a certain company where they can like only that company can like come out to fix it. And I don't know. I guess it sounded like that company.
That's a bunch of bullshit. They're trying to feed us because they didn't think we're stupid. Also, before you go, shout out to Runza's onion rings. I'm a big onion ring guy. Love onion rings. Their onion rings.
I will say they do. They got some good onion rings.
They have some good onion rings. What is your number five?
My number five, I'm going to go Panda Express. Orange chicken fucking slaps.
I
cannot confirm
or deny that Panda is on my list, so I don't have many takes. I'll add my takes after years.
Alright, I will say Panda does fucking slap. Love the chow mein or the fried rice. Get a good selection, you got a good variety. I feel like it's really like the only fast food like Chinese, or like mainstream fast food Chinese. And wanted to get like a little bit of variety in my list, so I had to get in there somewhere. So that's kind of why I went Panda, and of course, like the orange chicken fucking slaps. Like, honestly, I've had like orange chicken like other like Chinese food restaurants, but some I don't know if it's just like the chemicals or what the fuck, whatever the fuck they do with that orange chicken at Panda. But that's still like the best orange chicken.
I'm salivating right now because that's my number four. You were on the right track. Oh, that orange chicken, chef's kiss. Honestly, I don't think I've ever had anything else besides that orange chicken. And that's still on my list because it's so good. But the one thing I will say about Panda, sometimes they don't have their egg rolls in stock. And I need an egg roll on the side. You can't get a chicken sandwich or a hamburger or McNuggets without getting fries on the side. If you don't get fries on the side of something, you're a loser and you're a psychopath. You're both of those things. And just like Panda, you can't get the orange chicken without an egg roll or a crab rangoon or something like that.
Okay.
So they gotta step up their egg roll game, okay? It's good. Never mind. yeah, that's my take on Panda.
Okay. Oh yeah, so Panda was your number four. Not expecting that. All right, so my number four is my number four, I'm gonna put it as Wingstop. Fast food, pretty good. Probably the best like mainstream wing spot. I know Beat-Ups isn't considered like fast food, but Beat-Ups is trash. Yeah, it's just kind of like steadily downhill. Like
Oh, dude, they must have sold to private equity or something. They fucking suck.
I think they probably did, but Wingstop, good flavors. They got tenders. If you like tenders, they got boneless wings. They got bone-in wings. And just gets the job done. Probably not as good as, like, your local wing spot, but for, like, a place where you can get, like, wings, like, anywhere, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure they're pretty much everywhere, like, in the United States now. So if you wanted to just go to, like, a good, old, reliable, you want some wings, and you know somewhere where you can get, like, some pretty good wings and good fries as well. They also got banging fries. Yeah, just, it's a hitter. I don't know if you got any takes on a Wingstop.
No, my take was going to be that I wish they had something to try, so I could have gone there instead for my last cheat meal, because I love Wingstop. It's not on my list, but I love Wingstop.
Oh,
it's very good. Their fries. If you get the Cajun fries.
Oh, right. You can go lemon pepper fries, Parmesan garlic fries.
Yeah, but give me the Cajun. They're good. Yeah. Very, very good. I like them. I like the way they taste. I want them. Wingstop's a good choice.
Cajun fries are my favorite, though.
Yeah, Wingstop's a good choice. I'm not that big on wings. I don't ever order, unless I go to Wingstop, or I guess if I'm dragged to B-Dubs by Samuel, I don't order wings.
Sam will take you to Wingstop. the only reason to go to B-Dubs is for, like, not even the booze, because, like, no. That shit's definitely watered down, but, like, you just go for the TVs.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes it has to be done.
Yeah, fair.
But I'm not very high on wings, because wings, they're glorified chicken nuggets if they're boneless. And if they're bone-in, they taste good, but it's too much work. And I also don't like to eat those in front of people because I don't want to look like a slob.
Hey, boneless wings. Hey, what's wrong with the chicken nugget?
No, I like them. I like them, but it's not my first choice. If you get if I have the option, because most places like B-Dubs, like your Good Life with wings, or Tanner's with wings, or Oscar's with wings. Well, not Oscar's, but you go to one of those type places, you get wings. There's also a hamburger option or something else, like a chicken sandwich.
I guess Oscar's has like a pizza.
Like that.
Like wings pizza, yeah.
If you go, give me pizza all the time. 10 times out of 10, give me pizza. Before the wings. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why they're not on my top five.
But okay, not a huge wing guy. That's fair.
Is it my turn for number three?
Yeah.
Now, my number three is going to be the hottest take on this list. And I'll be roasted for it. And I'll stand by it. I will say, they've gone downhill a lot. It's not vintage. But they still have a special place in my heart. Do you know where I'm going?
So it's gone downhill. Oh my god, wait.
It is.
I hope it isn't what I think it is. Is it Burger King?
It's Burger King.
Oh my fucking god. For the love of god. What?
Burger King's number three.
Bro, you put that at three? Not even at...
Dude. Oh my god. I love it. I still love it. It's dangerous. Because there's only one motherfucker in that place doing work, and you don't know how nasty they are.
Bro, I swear, every time I drive by a Burger King, it's, like, always empty.
Yeah, that's another plus. That actually is another plus, because you don't have to wait in a long-ass line to get it.
It's also a bad sign.
Well, your food's always fresh, too, maybe.
I don't
unless
know.
Unless they're so backed up, they just use the shit they make at the beginning of the day, which is possible.
I don't know how they're still in business, because I swear, like, every time I drive by one, I'm like, there's, like, never, like, anyone there.
Okay, so here's the thing. Their hamburgers, clear McDonald's by far. Their onion rings, they offer onion rings.
To be fair.
And if you get that two or three fries in that package with the onion rings, beautiful.
I have not been to Burger King since, like, probably, like, 2018, maybe, like, 2019. But I swear to God, every time I went to Burger King, they'd always get my order wrong.
You know what? Let's go after this. After this podcast, we can go.
I really don't want to.
They may be closed because they don't stay open past, like, 6 p.m. because no one goes there anymore. And McDonald's
Burger King is just very good at marketing. But
no, they're not. That shit's annoying.
But that shit gets stuck in your head. So, like, you'll, like, think about it. But, like,
But Burger King, it's awesome. It's awesome.
It really isn't.
I'll stand by it.
It really is not. It's gone so far downhill.
Well, this may not be my hottest take. To be fair, pretty sure you're going to roast my number one spot.
To be fair, I was going to do like one dishonorable mention, and it was going to be Burger King. Like, that's how far downhill it's gone.
Okay, I will not deny that it's gone downhill from the glory days. But Burger King used to...
Also, the fries are absolute trash. Like, I don't and get the fries. You said you got to get fries with the burger.
I get onion rings. You have to have a side.
Okay.
You can't... And it cannot be like some dumbass coleslaw or some... Unless it's Cane's. But you cannot be
There's
some,
Cane's on your list?
No.
Yeah.
But it cannot be some like coleslaw or apples or one of those sides you try to get to convince yourself it's healthy.
That's like a kid's side. Apple's like a kid's side.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't think of any more, but you know what I mean. It's all the sides the moms try to get you to get because they want to trick themselves into thinking they're feeding you healthy food. Get out of here. Get some fries. Get some onion rings. Get an egg roll. Get something. Okay? Burger King, number three on the list. If you haven't had it in a while, go try it. I guarantee you. It's shitty, but it's good shit.
If you love yourself, please don't go to Burger King. So,
what's your number three?
All right. My number three. Wait, I went Wingstop. Chipotle. Chipotle is my number three.
You know what?
I know people said it's gone like a little bit downhill. To be fair, it has not gone. It's not seen the Burger King hill. It's seen a much smaller hill.
Spoiler alert. There's something very similar to Chipotle that I'm going to be later on in my list.
I think I know. Nakidoba?
But.
Okay.
Chipotle, 5 years ago, would have been on my list. I'm not saying it's because they went downhill. It's just because, honestly, a little more than Alec wants to pay. They got it kind of expensive.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's like...
But if you get their chips and their queso, their chips and guac, their chips are fucking
fine. But like a bowl will like fill you up and like... Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like 12 to like, I don't know, $15, just depending on like how much meat you get. And
yeah. Well, their CEO's like, if you just give them the head nod, they'll give you a little bit more. If you give them one of these, you can't, podcast audience, you can't see me, but I'm doing the head nod. And that's not true.
Well,
they're stingy with that meat.
Their CEO is the former Taco Bell CEO. But I feel like that's kind of the reason why they kind of went downhill. Is I'm sure he probably would more for like the profitization of the company. And I guess that's not necessarily what Chipotle was based on originally, but that's probably not quite the private equity model, but pretty close to it. But yeah, that's my number three.
Before I give you number two, Paul Skeens and Tariq Skubal are pitching the MLB All-Star game.
Are they starting pitchers?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're the starting pitchers of the MLB All-Star game.
Nice.
Number two?
Yeah.
It's Taco Bell. I'm sorry, it has to be Taco Bell.
That's one of my honorable mentions.
It's old reliable. You always feel like shit after you eat it. You know you poisoned your body. Don't matter. The one thing that is bad about Taco Bell is if you think about it, everything tastes the same because it's all the same ingredients and everything. It's either in a different texture or in a different sort of recipe.
I've heard people say it's like everything's just the same ingredients, like just packaged differently.
Yeah, it's the same thing, just packaged differently. You get a taco, whoa, it's just like a chalupa. It just adds sour cream. Cool.
It's a different shell, though.
It's packaged differently. But that food hits, man.
I fuck with the chalupa.
If you're a little drunk, you know you're going there, and you know you're ordering five extra things that you aren't going to want, but you're going to get anyway.
Chalupa, potato taco, and a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Give me a Crunchwrap Supreme. Give me a Nacho Supreme thing. And if I'm feeling spicy, I'll try to get the Frito Burrito or something like that if they have it. The Frito Burrito is number one on the list.
Yeah, nah.
That shit's good.
Yeah, nah. Taco Bell's good. It was one of my honorable mentions. All right, my number two is... Oh, yeah. Shake Shack. So this is the one that I told you where I haven't had it a ton just because we don't have any in Omaha. But every time I've had it, it's been good. Like, honestly, just like elite fast food. Burgers are good. Fries are good. We got pretty good shakes.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Can't really so fuck up a shake, though. I don't know. If you fuck up a milkshake, I don't know what the fuck you did. Because that's hard to fuck up. But
fair.
They got some pretty... Probably... They might have, like, the best... Well... Second best fast food burger after In-N-Out. But In-N-Out... Fries are just too trash. I just couldn't put it on the list. So that's why.
I've never had In-N-Out, and I've never had Shake Shack, so...
I've had Shake. Shake Shack's good.
I wanted to go to In-N-Out, but the line was too long.
Next time you go to... The line is long, but it is efficient.
It was just... We just had time crunch.
That's fair.
Couldn't do it.
Was that in Seattle?
No. It was when I was in L.A.
L.A., okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah... Shake Shack, definitely recommend. Next time we go out to North Carolina, I'm pretty sure they have Shake Shacks out there. Okay. Like, they definitely have Shake Shacks out in North Carolina.
I gotta try that in Bojangles too.
Yeah, go get
and Cookout. I don't know if they have Cookout, but I'm sure maybe they're in the South.
Yeah, so. That's a southern place. But yeah, definitely get Shake Shack.
I'll do it. All right, so my number one. I think if you polled like 200 people. In the world, in America, no one would say this as their number one.
Okay, so your number one. Yeah, I don't think you have my number one on your list.
I'm gonna get roasted for this. Maybe worse than the Burger King selection.
Oh my god, now I'm scared.
It's Pepper Jacks.
Pepper Jacks was not on my list.
I love Pepper Jacks. Pepper Jacks is fire. Pepper Jacks is better than Chipotle, and it's not the same. It's not the same, like, texture of the steak or the chicken, but those bowls, you get that, and then you get the fries, too.
They got some pretty decent fries. And
you get that spicy
the cheese steaks are just, but it's supposed to be a cheesesteak place. And
yeah,
like,
I don't care.
The cheesesteaks,
the
cheesesteaks, they're just not, they're
I don't
they really
cheese
have
steaks.
Like that.
I don't like cheesesteaks to begin with.
I like cheesesteaks, but
you give
like,
me the steak rice bowl, you put that spicy ranch on the top, those fries, or if you don't want fries... Fills you up too much. You get those chips with those that queso.
Never had the chips and queso. I've had the bowls, but the bowls to me, it's like it's not as good as Chipotle. I feel like Chipotle.
You're not doing your bowl right.
Nah, Chipotle is better bowls.
You're not doing your bowl right.
Chipotle is better bowls.
Okay, here's the thing about Chipotle. It tastes. You're literally you eating it. It tastes healthier, and then you eat the Pepper Jacks one, and it tastes unhealthier.
Okay.
Therefore, the Pepper Jacks one is better, despite being probably unhealthier too. Chipotle, my bowl's not healthy at all because I load it up with a bunch of queso, sour cream.
I don't do queso. I don't do sour cream. But I don't do cheese.
How dry is your bowl?
I get the sauces.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get the sauces.
Nah, but Pepper Jacks, man.
The reason I go to Chipotle is like I try to be healthy, so like.
Yeah, because you can trick yourself into thinking it's healthy, but it's not healthy.
It's healthier.
Yeah,
it's
you get all that rice.
For like fast food, it's like it's the healthiest you're probably gonna get.
Probably.
Yeah. Wow. But yeah. So that's why I just don't do. I don't know. The sour cream looks way too liquidy there.
Sour
cream. It's awesome. Like, yeah, I don't know. So I don't do the sour cream or the cheese or the queso. Keep it healthier.
All right, Nick. What's your number one? What the fuck?
Goddamn. Was that a fly?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna ask you, what do you think my number one is?
Are you going off the board, like, outside of Nebraska?
No.
So here's the thing, we don't really eat together that
I feel
much.
Like you could get, all right.
So I don't, like, can you give me the, is it, like, American, or is it, like?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a chicken place or is it like a burger place?
Yeah, it's
place?
A chicken place.
Okay, it's Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, it's Chick-fil-A. That's my number one. It's consistent.
Honestly, they wouldn't reliable. Even get an honorable mention on my list.
Oh, the chicken
I'd
sandwich.
Eat it.
Chicken
it's
sandwich.
Fine, but like, it just, it, does, it's, it doesn't
I feel like this is one of the places where I like, I could just eat there like every day if I really want to. I guess except for Sundays because they love Jesus, but.
Another reason to keep my
Hey. They hate the gays and a lot of other things, but they make some good chicken. But nah, a spicy chicken sandwich with like some pepper jack cheese from Chipotle. Get the waffle fries. Get like a drink. Bro, it's hitting. Oh, get like an iced tea or like get Arnold Palmer. Half lemonade.
No,
come on, it's hitting.
You know what's crazy? Your number one would not be on my top five. And my number one would not be anywhere near your top five.
Yeah, I don't even think about your number one.
I told you, I don't think, like, you pull 200 people, they wouldn't even say it.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Yeah, if you pull 200 people and ask them, like, their top five fast food, I don't even know if, like, out of those 200, like, maybe, like, three, it's, like, in their top five, but, like, no one's number one.
Yep. But, well, we'll see what the audience says, because last time you got a lot of compliments. I have a feeling your list is going to win out for this one, too.
But you, with your number two, you hit our number one. You hit our number one listener's target market right there.
Well, okay. We'll see how it goes. But, Nick, what are some of your OLIs, your outside looking ins?
For those, do you just want to go one by one, or do we want to, like,
yeah, we can throw it back and forth, because there's a lot.
Yeah. So, all right, this is probably the one that, like, just missed it, and I did talk about it earlier, In-N-Out. Like, animal stuff, style fries, okay. It's like, the base fries are just so trash, though. It's like, especially for being a burger place, too, it's like, that's the one reason why I couldn't put it in top five. It's a very simple menu, but the burgers honestly are so, they're honestly probably, like, my favorite fast food burger, like, I know some people say it's overhyped. I don't know. Maybe you either just love it, or you hate it, or you just think it's overrated just because it's overhyped. But, like, for me, it's not overhyped. Like, that's the number one burger. The fries, it's just, like, if they found a, I don't know why the fries are so bad, but if they just found a way to improve the fries, oh, easily top five. Easily, like, top three.
First one for me that missed the list is Popeyes.
Popeyes?
I love Popeyes. Their chicken sandwich.
I'll throw KFC in there too.
Nah, that doesn't hit for me. Popeyes chicken sandwich, spicy chicken sandwich, far and away the best one. Okay? It was the original one. It's the best one by far.
I don't think it's sneaky up there? Chick-fil-A. For me, Chick-fil-A. I'd take Chick-fil-A over the Popeyes.
No. Not the spicy one. The original, sure, but not the spicy one. But sneaky up there. I'm going to go bet we can snake draft this honorable mention one because I just popped in my brain because I mentioned the spicy chicken sandwich. Wendy's
was one of my honorable mentions.
I do like Wendy's.
They just missed my list. They honestly have an underrated breakfast. I don't really get fast food breakfast. But if I was to get fast food breakfast, like, Wendy's would be, like, number one.
I would go with the sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle from McDonald's. That's my favorite breakfast.
The one time I got food poisoning was McDonald's breakfast. That's why I'll never have that again.
You know what? You know what's sneaky good breakfast? Burger King.
Okay.
You get their French toast sticks. Oh, great. Unlike McDonald's with their shitty little hash browns. Burger King gives you tater tots, which...
Oh, the hash brown, yeah.
Way better. Burger King, good. Don't sleep on it. But going back to Wendy's.
Yeah, burgers, and they have good fries. The fries are underrated, for sure.
The fries are decent. I wouldn't say they're top 10, but...
I might put the fries in my top 10.
You know
what
is? You know what is top 10? They have an ice cream machine that fucking works. The Frosties.
All right, Frosties.
You can't have...
Right, the Frosties,
are you one of those
psychopaths
who dips the fries in the Frosty?
Oh, you got it. You at least got to dip a couple fries in the Frosty.
I don't do that.
Well, you don't do that?
That's weird to me. I don't like that.
I've just been doing...
It's just some super white person thing, I think. I don't know. It just makes me uncomfortable.
it's not that weird. I feel like everyone does it. Mm. I'm not, like, dipping, like, all my fries in there, but I'll do a few.
Okay, what's your next OLI?
All right, well, I know you kind of... disregard it. It wasn't in this particular order. Wendy's was also one of mine, but I'm just going to throw KFC in there. Mm. Fries, pretty elite. Also, the main reason I'm putting it in there is just, like, Jamaican KFC just hits different. Granted, I know it's not in America, but every time I go back, we always end up going there, get some food with the family. Just hits different. better. Although the fries here are better. The fries here are better. The fries over there are, like, just kind of mid. But if you had, like, American fries with, like, Jamaican KFC, top tier.
Okay, I've got two more. Honestly, I have way more, but I don't want to spend all my life talking about fast food. One of them, which I don't think they're national, so but they deserve a mention just because of the good times that there's had at this place and the fire that it puts in my mouth, De Leon's. I mean,
I wouldn't consider that fast food, but
that's sure. Fast. That is fast food, you go through the drive-thru.
It's not like that. Yeah, I was thinking more like national fast food.
Okay, fine. But they get a mention.
It's super
mention.
Local, but yeah.
But okay. Well, I'll do two other ones because I do have two.
But De Leon's, the nights of De Leon's have always been fire.
You have to say this, even though it costs so much to do it. It's crazy. It's Five Guys. Five Guys is good. They have good hamburgers. They have good fries. You get the peanuts. You get some peanuts, you know.
Not a huge fan of nuts, but that's more me.
To each their own. But Five Guys is good. Like I said, the cost dissuades you. Also, not that much selection on the... They need to do some specialty burgers, I think. Not because it's basically like original.
Do they have a patty melt?
Yeah, they have the patty melt. But give me like a special hamburger, like, you know, just a specialty like dressing or like loaded up with different toppings. Put an egg on that hamburger for once, you know, just switch it up a little bit, more variety.
You want their more reasons for you want more reasons for them to charge you more.
Shit, it's already a fucking special like special event if I go there, like. You think I'm just going to go there on a random Thursday? Hell no. I don't want to pay $30 for one hamburger.
Okay.
I'll go to Pepper Jack's for, like, cheap.
Okay. No, Five Guys is good. The fries are elite. Last time I had it, they weren't as good as I remembered, but I got to give it another shot. Make sure that wasn't just, like, a one-off. Let's see. What did I miss? I had Firehouse Subs as one of mine.
Not a fan.
Might be my favorite sandwich place. Like, they got pretty good subs.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Potbelly.
Potbelly's good too. Yeah.
Jimmy John's, I've had it too much.
It's a sub. Like, it's a sub, so it's like not gonna be bad. It's like better than Subway, but it's not the best.
Yeah.
It's probably. It's like Subway. Like Jimmy John's, like Jersey Mike's are like kind of like similar for me, but
Subway.
Like
what happened to those $5 footlongs? Now it's like $8 for a footlong. Like, dude, I know Jared went to jail, but you don't have to put us in.
It's
like,
still probably like
jail.
The cheapest footlong you'll get.
Oh, my last honorable mention, and I'm just putting this on here because of the fries. You gotta give a shout out to the fries to Arby's, the curly fries.
Yeah, the problem is, like, it's just the fries, so, like, that's why I wasn't going to put them as an honorable mention, but they do have some elite fries.
They have some good fries. Have you ever had the gyro that they have?
Gyro? No.
It's all right.
They're all kinds, though, for sure, but honestly, would not
they deserve a shout-out for the fries.
The fries.
No one else does it. No one else does curly fries.
No one else does curly fries, and the curly fries are actually really good, like... It's not like, I guess Chick-fil-A, I think they're the ones that do waffle fries, but the waffle fries are really good. I like
and
the
waffle. They do have more variety on their menu than you think they do. Most people just get the roast beef sandwich and they just not
that good. Arby's roast beef.
Yeah. But they do have like burgers.
Well, the problem is like, I haven't had the burgers, but the first time I heard of someone having a burger, he said it was like half raw and that made me never want to have one of their burgers.
That's a fast food problem.
I don't know. That was also when they first got burgers. Maybe they fixed that problem, but that did scare me off on the burgers. Okay, so I got two more. I'll just run them off real quick. I was going to do McDonald's, all reliable. It's just fast, efficient. You know what you're getting. It's never going to be the best fast food you'll have, but, like, it's pretty consistent everywhere. Like, it's hard to find, like, it'll never blow your socks off, but you'll never be, like, absolutely, like, disappointed.
Honestly, the only good thing about McDonald's, besides it being decent food, is that without them, I may not have a career right now. They were the first franchise.
Yeah.
Said that, their hamburgers are garbage. I never liked
their
hamburgers.
The burgers are... The Quarter Pounder's good.
Nah, I don't... It's good. It's all. You're right. It's like, you know what you're gonna get. But there's, if I'm driving on a road trip, which is when I get fast food the most.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna. Yeah. If it's the last place, I don't. I'm looking for other places.
Yeah. If I'm out of town, like. If it's just like, if you just need something like real quick, but you don't know what to get, it's just like reliable. Yeah, reliable and consistent.
McNuggets. I know. Yeah. I know it's like chicken paste.
Oh, the chicken McNuggets. Like, yeah, the chicken McNuggets. Those are probably like, I forgot to mention this for Wendy's, but Wendy's may also have the best fast food nuggets. The spicy nuggets from Wendy's.
They're good. But I'd rather just get the spicy chicken sandwich if I was doing that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But if you're getting like chicken nuggets though,
yeah,
you don't sound like a huge nugget person in general. But
no, the McDonald's. I mean, I was debating before you got the snack wraps. You went and got McDonald's. I was like, do I get like a 10-piece McNugget, maybe a 20-piece McNugget, be fat? But but then I said, nah, just give me the spicy chicken sandwich.
All right. And my last one. There's only pizza. Actually, I guess probably just throw a couple pizza places in there. Little Caesars and Domino's. Probably like the.
Oh, pizza doesn't count. We have to, that's a separate list.
Oh, pizza doesn't count. Oh, okay. All right. Never mind. Forget I said that. Well, I don't know. No, I looked it up.
Does not count.
They were listed under fast food. But if we're doing pizza as something separate, then we can save that for another day. All right. So I guess let's just recap it real quick. So what was your top five?
Top five, starting from 5 to 1, was Runza, Panda Express, Burger King, Taco Bell, and Pepper Jack's.
Okay, and then my five, it was Panda. Then I went with Winks. Wait, was it? Yeah, Winkstop, Chipotle. Shake Shack was number 2, Chick-fil-A number 1. I just had to make sure I get the order right. Yeah. But yeah. That was my top 5.
Well, Nick, why didn't you take your shot?
And I actually had thought about my shot last Thursday, and I had it, and then I completely forgot what I wanted to talk about. So I will have to come up with something. You go ahead first.
No, I asked you because I don't have one yet.
Yeah, fuck. I literally thought about this on Thursday. What was I thinking about? So we're talking about the list. Was it? I feel like it was something about sports that I wanted to take my shot with.
Yeah, you always take it. I took a shot about sports last time, so I guess I can't bitch at you for this one.
No, what? Just fitting the theme.
You can't do fast food.
Okay,
fast
fine.
Food. We just had a podcast talking about fast food.
All right, I was trying to fit the theme for the pod. All right, let's go with something different. Taking the shot.
And fuck it, I'll go first. Right. Okay, listen. Companies out there. I have a gripe to pick with you. Basically, Old Spice. I'm sorry, Alec, you're getting reruns. Why the fuck is it over $10 for deodorant now? What the fuck? When I remember working at Target when I was like 17 and buying myself deodorant because my mom stopped buying me deodorant. That shit was like $4.87.
Yeah.
That, it's now like $9.99. For what? For who? Is it elasticity? Is that the word?
Economic term?
Yeah. Demand does not go down.
Something about that, yeah.
It's either inelastic or elastic. The demand is not going anywhere. People need that shit. You know why? We don't want a bunch of stinky-ass motherfuckers walking around. Just put that down, man. What are you doing? And I know because of that, you're jacking up the prices. But imagine if they do that for everything. If people start paying...
They do that for everything.
Toothpaste is like... Toothpaste, actually, it's getting more expensive, too. Yeah. It's like $5 now.
Yeah.
Why? That's a basic health need.
Price of the brick gone up.
Yeah, the price of the brick's got to go down for these health needs. If I have to pay $5 for some toothpaste, I'm going to stop brushing my teeth, and my teeth are going to fall out. I'm going to get meningitis or whatever the fuck it's called, and my teeth are going to fall out. I'm going to get mouth disease, and then I'm going to die. Do you want that, Donald Trump? Is that what you want? I didn't think that rant was going to go there. But, yeah, just stop. What are we doing? Stop charging $10 for deodorant. This country's fried, man.
Actually, I remember my shot that I was thinking about on Thursday.
Good, because I'm done.
Okay. And you know what? My shot actually does tie in to the Oklahoma City Thunder. So with the NBA, they always complain about how, I guess the NBA owners, they complain about how the big market teams have the advantage, how they can just outspend the small market teams. But when the small market teams, when they do things right, how they say that they want people to build, like, through the draft, like, have players stay with the teams, like, for their entire career. However, with the new CBA, it pretty much makes it impossible to do that. The Thunder, they're about to spend either 85 or 95% of their total salary cap on just three players. Just depending on whether Jalen Williams gets that rose bump. But even if he doesn't get the rose bump, they'll be spending 85% of their salary cap on those three players. Oklahoma City is a small market. They do things the right way. The only reason why they might be able to survive this salary, this new second apron era, is because they have a bunch of picks from a Paul George trade that honestly happens, like, not that often. And that's not something that you can rely on to get you through a second apron era. But even the Minnesota Timberwolves, a small market team, a team that has Ant Edwards building around him. They had Karl Towns, but they had to trade him because he was just going to cost too much. You say that you want to keep players in the market, especially the small markets. But with the new CBA, you've kind of just ruined that. You made it too expensive for players or for teams to keep their own players. And at some point when they get old and just get too good, you just have to trade them just because they cost too much. And then you have to try rebuilding with younger players. So do what you said that you wanted to do. Make it easier for these small market teams that actually build through the draft, that have all these homegrown players, but the players that the fans love, just make it easier for them to keep them. Just provide some sort of salary cap relief for when you have to pay them that max contract. Make it, instead of, maybe you pay Jalen Williams, maybe you do pay him that 30% of the max, but it only counts as 20%. And maybe you pay Chet at 25%, but it only counts as 20%. Give them some relief so you can keep some of those role players that those teams absolutely love. Not just the stars, or even at some point making those franchises make that hard decision having to trade that star player. And that is my take the shot.
Are you done?
Yes.
Oh.
I know that you were not paying attention throughout that. Dead. Actually, and I'm still going to kick his ass in basketball.
Maybe basketball's not dead because I'm pretty sure I see a guy outside on the Vanderbilt apart. I don't want to dox myself.
you literally just did.
Well, I won't be here for that long.
Yeah, I think you're moving too.
I see a guy out there on the basketball court. And I'm pretty sure he's in LeBron James number 6 Heat jersey. So maybe basketball's back. But that take the shot, oof. I don't know what that was about. I didn't listen to it.
Well, it was about trying whatever. I'm not going back there.
Yeah, I heard the Thunder mentioned, and I checked out. I ain't gonna lie. But what's our next list, Nick? On Thursday, what are we gonna rank?
No idea. What do you want to? Do you have any ideas?
Well,
or we can just make it a surprise for next pod.
How about this is yeah? Well, we got two options, audience. You can vote. So whoever we hear from. You tell us, okay? Top 5 songs. Very, very broad list.
There. I don't want to do songs.
I want to do songs, man. How are you going to type that in ChatGPT?
I'd rather do artists.
Why don't you use your...
Well, actually, I was thinking about...
No.
Let's do artists.
Because I don't want to hear you ramble on about Drake for 7 minutes. Like, I don't care. We're doing songs. Actually, you know what? Sorry, Alec. You can't decide this list. We're doing songs. The
problem with songs, though, is I literally cannot choose.
Well, you literally are going to have to. Instead of typing shit in ChatGPT this time, use your brain power and do it. This is what I want
all
you to
do. Literally all I used it for was to get a list.
Yeah. And my list was better.
Your list is not better. Your list is absolute dumb. Well, you know what? You may have won him over with Taco Bell, but you may have lost. Well, actually, fuck. He's not. He actually kind of is somewhat in on Burger King. You actually might have won him.
Burger King's good. I'll die on that hill.
It is not.
I may die eating Burger King, but I'll die on that hill.
So we're doing. So is it official? We're doing top five songs.
Yes, we're doing top five songs, and they don't have. They're just our top five songs. It doesn't have to be all the time. But Pepper Jacks is
our top five songs right now.
No. Because I couldn't tell you top five songs right now because music's been dead this summer. So top five songs of all time in your life. I already know my number one.
Dude, I don't know.
What song do you always go back to all the time?
Promise I go back to artists. I don't really go back to like.
Is there not?
But I'll.
You're telling me you love that dude, that pedophile. You telling me you don't have a favorite song of his?
Bro, it's so hard.
Probably likes
bro, there's so many songs.
So?
All right, fine. I'll come up with my five favorite artists, and I'll choose like my favorite song from it.
Okay, fine. But don't.
I'll probably
don't
give
me some
way.
Bullshit about your favorite artist. No one cares. Because we know who your number one is, so it's like me listening to my top five basketball players.
Okay, but do you know who?
LeBron.
Do you know who 2 through 5 is?
Yeah, probably. I probably could guess it if you
give me
more time.
All right, give me. Whatever. we'll do that.
We already know who number one is, right?
Yeah.
Is Future on the list?
Future wouldn't be top five.
This was going to be hard because you do, unlike some people, you listen to a broad spectrum
of
music, but it's mostly like emo.
Except pop, no country though.
Yeah, and it's not no pop, too.
I listen to pop, but like, there wouldn't be a pop artist to really make my top five.
I don't know. We'll save this for the pod, and because I'll be guessing this on the right way over to our favorite audience member.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Goodbye.